Blog Talk Radio.
Someone to care, someone to share lonely hours and the moments of despair. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved. Someone to kiss, someone to miss when you're away. To hear from me today. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. Some wish to be a king or a queen. Some wish for fortune and fame, but to be truly, truly, truly loved is more than all of these things. Oh, oh. Someone to kiss, someone to miss when you're away.
Hello, welcome to the Alexis Tyler Wilson Show. I'm your host, Alexis Tyler Wilson Blue. My friend, my godson, oh, he's so beautiful. He put the new song last night. I wasn't feeling that well, but last night I went to the studio to do a To Be Loved freestyle for my dad, and my friend put it up on my Facebook page tonight, and I had asked Blue, could she take it and put it on the Blog Talk Show for everyone to hear? Because basically, this it's my dad's birthday today. This is a tribute show to him, so it's going to be about all things Jackie tonight, and I wanted to share my tribute song to him and tell him that I love him so much. And this is just my first version of it. I'm going to do another version of it, but I wanted to do this one and not make an excuse, even though I was feeling so awful last night. I said, no, I'm going to make myself go in here and do this song for my daddy. And I, you know, took my hot tea and stuff, and I pushed through, and I'm so glad that I did. It's just a couple of people, you know, that have heard it, but I want to share it with you. I hope you like it and enjoy it as much as I enjoyed making it for my daddy. So I was hoping, now that I have it up there, I don't know if Blue can get it, but the audio has been uploaded to Facebook. It's a short video of me singing a cappella, a freestyle version. To be loved. So if Blue can't put it up there tonight in the audio so we can share it with everybody, you can go listen to it on my Facebook page for now until she can put it up there for me. I'm so excited. So I don't know. What do you think, Blue? Can you think you can hear it and like add it to the show?
I'm looking at it right now. Is it uploaded through YouTube or through just your page?
Thanks.
Okay, if it was on YouTube, I could snatch the link down and put it into the studio. But since it's just on Facebook, there's no way for me to grab a link.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be listening. But
yeah, like while we're on the air, I want
to carry on for tonight. Did you want me to go into that that album that we had already downloaded?
Yeah. Let me first read this. The biography of Jackie Wilson, born January 9th, 1934, died January 21st, 1984. They called him Mr. Excitement, and indeed Jackie Wilson was a gifted singer of considerable range and charismatic showman who commanded, wait a minute, God, it took me to another page because I want this on here so when people go back, they can listen. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Biography, Jackie Wilson, born June 9th, 1934, died January 21st, 1984. They called him Mr. Excitement. And indeed, Jackie Wilson was a gifted singer of considerable range and charismatic showman who commanded a stage like few before or since. Wilson possessed a natural tenor. He sang with the graceful control of Sam Cooke and moved with the frenzied dynamism of James Brown. With all the flair and finesse at his disposal, Wilson routinely drove audiences to the brink of hysteria. A mainstay of the R&B and pop charts from 1958 to 1968, Wilson amassed 2 dozen top 40 singles on the label. On record, he was often saddled with grandiose arrangements and dated material. But he transcended even the most tumultuous excitement of his vocals. While he was over-recorded, averaging 2 albums a year from 1959 to 1974, there are some generally noteworthy albums in his catalog. Drops 1959, Jackie Sings the Blues 1965, and Higher and Higher 1967. The Detroit-born Wilson turned to R&B after stints as a gospel singer and amateur boxer. He won the American Amateur Golden Gloves welterweight boxing. Wilson joined Billy Ward in his Dominoes as the lead singer in 1953, replacing Clyde McFetter when the latter left to join the Drifters. Wilson remained with the Dominoes until 1957, singing on such high-charting numbers as Saint Teresa of the Roses. We're going to take a break and read some more later. You can go into the music. Did you get to hear the song yet? Or you, while the music's playing, you're going to listen to it, to the new song I just did for him last night? Can you hear me, Blue? I can't hear you, Blue. Are you there? Are you there? I don't know what's going on. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. You have a caller, too.
Okay.
Wants to jump on in. Caller, you're able to go ahead and talk. Your area code is 256, and you're on the line with Alexis K. Tyler Wilson.
Hi.
Oh, I'm just waiting to hear the song, Alexis. This is Will. Like I said, you know I'm going to be here. The greatest entertainer of all time. Like I said, we're celebrating this great man's birthday. I'm waiting to hear this new song that you're coming up. And like I said, I'm excited about the book that I've just received today. Like I said, how ironic can it be that I get his book on his birthday and everything? I was hoping I was going to get it yesterday so I could read it and talk about it today. But like I said, it came on his birthday, which is just perfect as well and everything. But I'm waiting to hear everybody talk about this great man on his birthday, and I'm loving it, waiting to hear your song.
Baby, me and you gonna do another show. You gotta let me know what day, so me, because you know I got my book this week too, so me and you can get into it, honey. And I would love
indeed
to hear your feed.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, obviously I love engaging in any conversation that is concerning the great Jackie Wilson. So, like I said, you know, I'm going to, like I said, I didn't want to read the book because, like I said, unfortunately I have a couple of addictions, Jackie Wilson music and poker. Like I said, I was playing poker tonight. So, like I said, I'm away from the table right now. But like I said, because I wasn't going to miss the opportunity to engage in the conversation and everything. But I'm going to read the book. Like I said, I don't care what they're going to say about me at work tomorrow and everything. I'm going to be in my office reading my book. Like I said, I'll probably just read it after I go home tonight. But like I said, you know, we will engage in conversation afterwards and, like I said, see what we have to talk about as far as the book is concerned.
I want you
like
to go
said,
to my Facebook page. My friend just put it on his page, and I shared it on my Facebook page. Right now, Blue said she can't upload it because it's uploaded to Facebook. I got to put it on YouTube, and then she can pull it from YouTube by tomorrow or before the next show. So you go to my Facebook page now. That's where you can hear it because I just heard it there. He was in a hurry, so my godchild uploaded it to Facebook right quick before he hit the street, honey.
Fantastic. I will be looking forward to it. And like I said, you know, I have always been honest with you and everything. I said, you obviously have
the
voice, like I said, of the great man and everything. Like I said, I love both songs. I thought the second one was, like I said, dead on as far as, like I said,
I'm feeling myself more
concerned.
Now. I'm growing into it, Will. I'm doing what you told me to do at first. You know, I've never been a practice singer, never been a public singer. So when I started St. Teresa and up until now, I did what you said. I'm just, like, when I did To Be Loved last night, I didn't do my dad's version of it. I wanted to show that I could create my own style. And when I'm going to go back in the studio and do his version of it, because I want to do it both ways.
Yes, you have a beautiful voice. Like I said, do you. Like I said, your DNA is going to do well, like I said, because you have the DNA. Like I said, your voice is beautiful. Just do you. Like I said, the DNA is already there and everything. Like I said, just share with us what you have. And like I said, everything else is going to be beautiful. And like I said, appreciated by fans like myself.
I'm sorry. You don't know how much I love you. You don't know how much it means to me that you're here. It really, really means a lot that you're here, and I love your feedback. And you know, I don't get mad when you tell me something. And fortunately, I haven't gotten a lot of bad feedback. I've gotten a lot of love from everybody and people encouraging me to go forward, find my own rhythm, as well as do my father. Because I looked at some other artists who are children of legends. All of them cannot, they don't sound like their father.
No.
Luckily, I have my father's tone and I have my father's bravado, even though I'm a girl. So it's important for me to also show that range, that what my father showed, that he gave it to me, as well as find my own style. So right now, I'm just loving him and vibing with him. I'm going to do both. I'm going to do the tribute to him first, as well as start mixing other things in. And when I did it like that last night, I was scared. And the engineer and the producer in there, he listened to Be Loved, my dad sing a little bit last night, and he was like, and I told him what we were talking about. I said, well, some people said that I probably can't sing. I'm just teaching myself how to sound like my daddy. And I'm like, that's kind of stupid. Not anybody can just sing the song like my daddy sung it. And one of my dad's friends said, well, do this for me, baby. I love the way that you're singing it. You can tell that that's your daddy. And I knew your father, and I can hear your father in your voice. But I want you to also do it another way, do it your way, do somebody else's stuff, as well as the way you show how closely you can do it to your father, so people can't say you can't sing and you're just teaching yourself to sing your daddy's stuff. So the producer last night just said, look, relax, get some water, get some tea. I need you to go and breathe deep, get yourself together, and come back in here, because I'm going to stay here as long as we need to. And I want to hear you do a freestyle, your style of your daddy's song, and then we will come back the next time, and we're going to do it his way. But let's see what you doing, because you're not your daddy. Your daddy's
child. I can't
wait. Well, it's on the page, so I know your mouth, honey. It's on my Facebook page, so I go, have mercy. I know your mouth. But you don't know how much that touched my heart when you said it the last time, and I wanted to show that I had my daddy's range to hit them high whistle notes. And you said, oh, my God, now you in your DNA. You need to go ahead and finish this, develop, get you a composer. I needed that, and everybody said the same thing you said. And so That's going to be my signature. Whenever I do my daddy songs, I'm going to put some whistle notes in there. Let them know what time it is.
Indeed. You do your thing, lady. Do your thing. The DNA is there. Like I said, please us. Give us that DNA, lady.
Thank you. Y'all giving me the courage and the love to make me comfortable to do it. So I'm waiting for your feedback. It's on my Facebook. It's also in the Jackie Wilson group. My baby son, my godson, put it there for you all. Oh, God, I'm biting my lip right now. Oh, God, I'm going to wait for your response.
Well, you unfortunately, you know it's going to be real and everything, like I said. But you don't have to be worried because, like I said, the DNA is there. And like I said, your talent is there. So, like I said, I'm going to be objective. I'm going to be real. And like I said, I'm going to give it to you, like I said, exactly what I hear. Because, like I said, I've studied your father since 1984. And like I said, I've studied you for the past year and everything. So I'm going to give you exactly what I hear. As far as what I hear, I'm going to tell you exactly what I feel. So,
thank
you.
I'll be waiting for your reply. I love your responses when you write out things and your thoughts and your views. I absolutely love it. And people go over there and read it, and they comment. They were like, girl, did you see what that man said? I agree, girl. But I like it when people are vocal and they write what they think on there for everybody to see because people love it. So I'll wait for your response.
Indeed.
Blue, did you hear it, Blue? I know Blue don't feel good, but I wanted her to hear it to give me her feedback because she's honest with me, too. She's a good sister to me, and she always encourages me and pushes me, and she don't even let me, when I try to put myself down, she's like, girl, don't nobody want to hear that. You know, I mean, we on the phone. This whole time we're on the phone. Where the whistle note? Where the exercise at? What's going on? You know, I need some more stuff from you.
For a second, but I got cut off because I see you got listeners on. If anybody wants to go ahead and send a happy birthday shout out to the GOAT, the legendary Jackie Wilson, or you want to conversate with Alexis and you're on the line, go ahead and press 1 so that I can get you into queue. Even if you just want
to
send a birthday shout out. The line is packed,
if they don't have, if they don't want to talk, no, I'm asking because I want you to hear it and come back before the show is over. What do we need to do? You put the album on, and then Will get to listen to it when he gets a chance on my Facebook and put his comment. Will you be able to hear it then if we got my daddy's album playing and then come back in after the album? Will you be able to hear it on my Facebook?
Yeah, what I'll go ahead and put this. I'll put this 29-30 minute album on, let it play, let everybody get the energy from your father, and then let everybody get a chance to go over to your Facebook if they are connected and just give it a listen. I will be listening myself, and I'm sure I still have your previous caller on the line, so I just basically muted.
I don't
call,
know if he's gonna come
but,
back. I know he said he was busy, he was taking a break, so he's gonna listen.
He didn't get off the line, so if he wants to get back
holding.
Online, all he has to do is just repress 1, and I'll cut his mic back on. And that's with anybody else, guys. I see you guys in the chat room. I see you guys on the line. If you want to shout out.
So
go ahead
excited.
And do so. I'm gonna go ahead.
You girl, you know what? We got to get this off the chain, girl, so that we can have next year, girl, a Jackie Wilson birthday party.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You better get
amazing.
Well, girl, so you can drop it like that hot.
It's funny. I will drop this So Much album on everybody like it's hot. I know that because he has an amazing range. This album definitely shows, like we talked about before, that this is definitely your daddy. So let's go ahead and get into this 30 minutes of music, guys. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And Alexis
Thank
will
continue
you. Talking about her amazing father and the legacy that continues to carry on here in 2017 with Miss Lovely and talented Alexis K. Tyler Wilson.
Yay! I need you so much, it seems I'm always blue. And I miss you so much. I'm still in love with you. I had your baby standing right by my side, but I didn't know enough to be satisfied. Now I want you, I need you, I need you, baby, so much. You love me so much. You tried to tell me so, but I did. I hurt you so much. For the day that I made you yellow, I couldn't even tell you, baby, if I tried. How much I cried and cried and cried. I need you, I love you, oh baby, so much. I know things never could be again the way it used to be. Forget up all that loving you got and then bring it back to me. I want you so much. It hurts me all inside. I've suffered so much that I'm losing all my pride. If you only forgive me then for what I've done, I'll do that. You're the only one. God, I want you. I need you. I want you. I need you. Baby, 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 baby.
Happiness, happiness, yeah, 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 yeah. Happiness, happiness, yeah, yeah, yeah.
something is building. Oh, I'm holding this space. I feel a sweet contentment when I'm is a wonderful thing. It makes your heart glow. It makes your head ring. Just like the rain. When you hold my hand, the feeling is grand. And when we kiss, we feel so much bliss. Why should I know? Magic of love that we knew so well will keep us together. We're under its spell. So let's give our praise to heaven above for letting us share the magic of love. Such a long, long time. Baby, the magic of love is all that we'll ever need. As long as we're together, wishing well, wishing your many blessings. Tell her we the next day you cry, and it's all a part of love. This is the story for thousands of years. Love's made of laughter and tears. There's good and there's bad.
Church and his are bowed. when I feel the warmth of your smile. It makes me feel the thrill, wonderful thrill of love. The hanging gardens of Babylon, Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, are three great wonders of the world. But love, love is greater than all. When I see the sun break through a cloud, when I pass a church and heads are bowed, when I feel the warmth of your smile, it makes me feel the thrill, wonderful thrill of love.
Hello, we back. Oh Lord. Okay, I want to hear your feedback, Blue.
Actually, you got about three people ready to give you feedback right now. You got three people on the line.
Oh Jesus!
So
oh God!
I'm gonna go ahead and let in one of your callers. Caller, I believe you were on earlier. Area code 5. I'm sorry, 256. You're on there.
256. That's me. That's Will. So like everybody knows, I'm gonna come with the real. I don't care about offending, like I said, Jackie is the epitome of music and voice and
yes.
vocalist.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you, like I said, Alexis, you know I always am. Unfortunately, I'm gonna be your harshest critic, and I'm gonna tell you right now, this by far is your best outing. Because what you did is you no. I'm gonna let me finish. Like I said, you did very good with a very difficult, probably next to Danny Boy, his most difficult song. And what you did is you gave it a feminine touch while giving the vocal power that was necessary to make this song beautiful. So what I like I said, it was a beautiful rendition. You made it yours. It was not your dad's. You did not try to do your dad's voice with this song. You did the power that is because of your DNA, but you made it feminine with what you did with the song. And like I said, I was very impressed. Like I said, I don't just give out blank.
I know. Y'all don't know him like I do. Child, me and him went back and forth last year.
Yes, and
in the inbox, honey. He off the chain.
It does not matter because, like I said, because you are his offspring, and like I said, he is the greatest, and I'm going to, like I said, critique or say what I want to say because I've studied this man for so long. But you did a beautiful rendition of To Be Loved, but you made it yours. It was feminine. You did a feminine version of To Be Loved, but it had
you. But you know what, Will? I heard a lot of people do it, but you're right. I haven't heard women or one of his female daughters, like his girls, do it. And so I was nervous because I'm like, I'm the first one. But at the same time, shit, I don't wait it. This is the 33rd year of him leaving
sure.
his body, and no other
sure.
girls have done it. Well, not that I know of, so let me not say definitely not, but I don't know of, and you don't know of. We haven't heard it publicly. And so I was kind of nervous, but I felt it's time for a girl to do it, for one of my daddy's girls to do it.
I've heard men do it before, and
right.
no other person has done it like you. Like I said, I've heard your brother, Bobby. I've heard Bobby Brooks Wilson do it before.
I heard his version, yes.
I've heard Michael Bublé do it before. I've heard Chester Gregory do it.
Yeah, I heard
none
that one.
Them, I said, no one has done the power of the vocals that is a Wilson trademark. No one has matched that. But
But you know what, too, Will, I was going to say, even though I didn't try to do him, you could still hear him in my voice because I naturally have my daddy's tone and bravado, and I did not try to do that. If you listen to that song, you can still hear him in my voice in that song.
And that's what I'm saying. You, like I said, you have the DNA. The DNA is there, the bravado, the fact that I am Wilson, I am Jackie. Like I said, you have that, and that's what you did in the song. But you did not do a version of Jackie's song, like I said, in the
I'm
going to
do it, though, even though you're saying I shouldn't. I'm going to do it.
You did your version, which is you gave it a feminine touch. You hit a couple of notes that were just like I said, I was outside listening, and I had my earphones into my phone, and I had to just extend my phone out and just kind of just follow your voice with my arm and everything. You did a beautiful version of To Be Loved. You did not do Jackie. You did a beautiful version of To Be Loved, and like I said, unfortunately, I have to give you the props that time. Like I said, you did your thing, lady. You did it. You did it. I don't give out like a compliment because you do a Jackie Wilson song. If you do the song and you have a voice, I will compliment. But you did your version and it was beautiful. Like I said, this is your best. Like I said, you did 1, 2, 3. You are progressing. Like I said, that is the
thing. Yeah, I feel it now.
Three songs. You have done three great songs. Each time you have gotten better, you are doing you. You are letting your voice, like I said, just like Jackie, when he started out, he might have, like I said, tried to do some, Clyde McFadder. He, like I said, he tried to use the Clyde McFadder things and everything. And, like I said, the Roy Browns, and like I said, that influenced him. He did that. But he made his vocal talents, his DNA, he made that, which he had listened to, come out in his voice. And now that's what you're doing. That's why I know it's DNA. That's it's you.
And you know what,
too,
Will?
Like
it's like nobody, see, now you see what I was saying. Nobody that's redone my daddy's song ever hit the high notes. Like you see, he hit them high notes like a girl in a minute, like it ain't nothing. And I wanted to put that signature because my mother, nobody on my mother's side of the family has that. So I know he gave it to me. And I said, let me put my twist to make me stand out because so many people have done this song in tribute to my father. I wanted to put an edge on there.
I've never liked anybody else's version. I've never liked anybody else's version. Like I said, I'm Facebook friends with your brother Bobby. Like I said, Michael Blue Blaze is an accomplished singer. I've never liked his version. But you did that. And like I said, you had to – It's not a detraction to compare you. You did a Mariah Carey type, that falsetto that you did. Like I said, at the end, that was incredible. That was what was, like I said, not what impressed me, but that was very, very, very beautiful as far as what you did.
Okay, well, I'll keep doing those because we had more of them, and the engineer I was working with, he liked them, and I said, well, what do you think? Should we do, since this is my first time and I'm really scared, I was like, should we do the at the beginning and the end, and the other people that came in, they were like, no, let's get rid of the other ones. But they kept making me do them because they're like, no, they have to be perfect because this is your daddy. So we decided to put it in. So I'm going to go back, and I'm going to keep doing. That's going to be my signature. That's going to make me stand out. I'm going to do that for my daddy.
Yes.
Thank you. So, and I need people like you in my life. Thank you. I need people like you in my life.
Very beautiful.
Thank you, because I want to be my best, and I'm glad y'all ain't like, well, nah, we're going to say that because that's her daddy. Y'all be going in. Y'all be like, no, we want it perfect. That we ain't going to say be nice to you because that's your daddy.
No. That's not what I'm here for. Like I said, your daddy is the greatest. Your daddy is there will never be another Jackie Wilson. I don't care how many generations come by, there will never be another Jackie Wilson.
Right.
You have a beautiful voice. You do. And you are improving. Like I said, for the three songs that I have heard from you, you have improved each time because you are doing you now. Like I said, you are having a DNA, a gifted voice from God that you have, just like your father had, and you are making it pronounced for us to enjoy and everything. And you're not doing your father. You're doing what you have. Like I said, your father did not do what Roy Brown was doing or what another Clyde McFadden was doing. Like I said, he did what he was given, and now that's what you are doing now. And like I said, that is beautiful.
Thank you, Will.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you what, you got a bunch of other callers on here that want to tell you some of the same things. We're going to put
No, that's what I was going to tell him before he go. Sis, I was going to tell him that because I know you did the same thing. And, you know, my fans, I'm so glad to have male, female, gay, straight. The ones that know me or that comment, they tell me they did the same thing Will do. They listen to me sing my daddy's song, and then they go behind my back and they listen to my father sing the same song. And that's when they notice the similarities. They're like, that has to be your daddy. Because you look so much like him, and then we hear him in your voice. So people compare. It's natural. I don't get mad when people compare because I know that curiosity and them just wanting to know to see if you're on point. They're going to go compare to see, okay, let's see if it's really a daddy. Let's see if we can tell it's a daddy. Let me see if anything is similar to a daddy. And so what Will is doing to me is what everybody does, and it's the right thing for me. Because it makes me decide, are you going to be serious and be the best like your daddy, or are you going to go home? You either going to go hard or you going to go home?
Well, I'm ready to hear what everybody else is having to say, so I'm going to shut up.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if I want to hear it. I took enough from Will. I don't know if I want to hear it no more.
I'm your heart's critic. It ain't going to get no more real the way or harsh than what I give. So, like that, I'm ready to hear.
Thank you, Will.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. And caller, you are calling in from an area code 210. You are live on the Alexis K. Tyler Wilson Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Well, I, just calling in because having a tough time with some relationships and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for sure. So,
well,
I think
did
it's just
you want
a
reading?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, yes, ma'am, that'd be great.
Yeah, but we can't do it tonight. It's my daddy's birthday today. So,
okay.
I'll think Jackie Wilson today, yeah.
Okay.
I can't.
My son's birthday yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. We in Gemini season. You know tonight is a Gemini Sagittarius moon. So my dad's Gemini. I'm Sag. So I'm just really honored about your powerful moon actually manifesting good relationships and getting rid of the ones that are making you very unhappy. Sometimes that's the time we got to let them go, especially right now because Jupiter went direct this morning. So Jupiter rules Sagittarius, and Jupiter rules commerce, money, new opportunities, new ideas, new jobs. A lot of new things coming in and moving away. Gemini's too, in this season, is moving away the old. So you're in a very, very powerful time of manifestation right now. But, yeah, it's all things Jackie Wilson tonight.
Okay.
I can't disrespect him. Yeah.
No. I respect that totally. You know, I'll, I do know Jackie Wilson's very powerful singer. Contributor to the American music scene. So,
and he made history. Yes, he did. Thank you. He still is, and they still love and admire him and follow him now.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. You guys be safe, and I'll call back in.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, guys, if you have anyone else that is on the line listening and you guys want to go ahead and give a birthday shout-out or just tell Alexis how you absolutely loved the release of To Be Loved that she just did a cappella on her page, you're welcome to go ahead and press 1, and I'll get you in the queue. If not, Alexis, did you have anything you wanted to say to them in honor of your father?
Yeah, I want you to put it on your YouTube, like convert it and upload to your YouTube. I invite everybody, you listen to the song and you like it, to help spread it and bring more attention to me honoring my father's music, the Alexis Wilson side. You are more than welcome to share it on your Facebook convert it, put it on your YouTube pages, spread the word, tell everybody about it so we can build a movement around me doing my father's music as well as doing my own style of music. I'm going to be doing some new music soon. I'm going to do another one of my father's songs, and I'm going to do another artist song. I like spiritual songs, old Southern spiritual songs as well. So I'm going to be doing a mix of stuff because I know that's very important to, you know, when you're wanting people to listen and get attention, to do your father's song, of course, because that's a legacy, but at the same time, show the range, show the versatility. So I would love for you to support me on this journey, take this ride with me while we're still practicing spiritual sexuality too. We're doing both, and we're still doing readings and hair and skin products and health products and spiritual products. The other side is a legacy that now is just like taking over me, and I love my father. I love the music. I feel very honored and blessed by what he gave me, and I feel within my soul, you know, I wasted a lot of time in the past with fear and insecurity and all jealousy, all the bullshit that don't matter. And now that I'm really, really seeing what I have and seeing how the public is responding to me and the encouragement and the love you're giving me, I am obligated to use the gift my father gave me. I'm obligated to honor him while I'm here. I'm obligated to leave this behind, and I'm just so honored that a lot of you want to share in that process with me and take that journey with me. So I'm going to keep it going, and I invite all of you to share it wherever you want to share it and discuss it and put feedback on my Facebook page. I love it when people talk to me. I love it when you put your comments there. Even if it's something I don't completely agree with, I don't like it, I'm not going to erase it. As long as you're not coming over there trying to deliberately like disrespect me or my father or my family or my friends, you can put your opinion there. I love to have the energy and the dialogue on the page. I love the honest critiques, as long as you're just not being cruel and you just give me an honest critique, something to help me grow, to help me be better, something you observe. I love that type of energy. I'm all about education and information, each one teach one, and elevating you and you elevating me, and we helping each other see our faults that we might not have seen and to make us better people. So I'm just honored to be alive in this time. I'm honored to know that so many people love my father, respect him, listen to him, long for him, buy his music, and that are looking for music from people that want to keep it alive and that are actually embracing me as his child and wanting to hear his spirit and his legacy move through my blood, my veins, my lungs, my throat. This is the first time I really, really just started to learn to respect myself and respect my life and realize I have a purpose. God has a plan for me. There's a reason for me to be here, and there is music for me to share and leave here for my son, for my grandchildren, and everybody else that wants to be a part of it. And thank you, everybody, that showed up to celebrate my father's birthday and a tribute. I'm looking forward to the time when we can do more. I'm just so excited about the future that we are making and that we're all creating. And thank y'all. I'll see you next time. Thank you, Blue.
All right, let's end this thing with Give Us Your Mama from you and then from your dad so everybody can keep comparing the two.
Days gone by. and ask her to forgive me for things I did that made her cry. How few were her pleasures. She never cared for fashion styles. Her jewels and her treasures, she found them in her baby smiles. Oh, I know that I owe what I am today to that dear little lady, so old and gray, to that wonderful Yiddish mama. Oh, mama.
To that wonderful Yiddish